Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Saturday morning, right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll come over and help scrape, prime, and paint your wrought iron railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No, that's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon, you know, social distancing, but he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm.
Hey, that's me.
When you get the blues, come on.
7:09 in the morning. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU.
Get a rock.
That's me.
Feeling in your
this hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
A little shoe shine boy, he never gets slowed down.
Coming up a little bit later on today, we're going to talk about a new flooring option for you, which I think will be pretty cool. And I want to know why they were one of the first people, and then they got pushed out of the way, and then they're coming back again. Stay tuned for that. Lindsay, good morning. How are you this morning? Hi.
Oh, I'm good. Good, sorry. But yeah. The phones are just ringing off the
ringing
hook
off
already.
The hook. And the hook. I know we got Don Kleppen standing by. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. Good morning.
And Joe Brand, who is on the phone line, because, Joe, are you in Iowa, and is it true that you're doing a baseball game?
I'm doing a football game later today in Dubuque, Iowa, yes.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that there's some, you know, activity and then you're going and doing all that kind of stuff. It's great. And the reason I wanted you on the line, I know that we were trying to get you connected with this fancy equipment, but we couldn't. And I guess I have a question for Don and for Joe. Do either of you play golf? And Lindsay, too. Lindsay, do you play golf? Mm-hmm. I know the answer to that. So I don't want to exclude you, but I knew the answer. Joe or Don, golf?
Yes, sir. Started earlier this summer, actually.
Oh, really? So you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Joe?
I do golf a lot more during quarantine because I've actually had time this summer. And Dandy Don and I were trying to get together for a few swings on the links, but weren't able to come up with the time. Maybe we will, though, in the short-term future. Okay. Maybe you guys can come, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is the reason I bring this up. Yesterday, I golfed at a charity golf outing this is the only one and only time that I golf, okay? And I went, two of my brother-in-laws, Matt and Peter, were part of our foursome, and one, John Williams, joined us on the links. Now, this is something I want you to really focus on, what I'm going to tell you right now. Do not ever invite me to golf with you, because I am awful. I mean, it is like it was a scramble thing, and I'm just bad. I don't enjoy it. I shouldn't say that. It was a beautiful day. It was at Cantini, which is a beautiful public course, and it was a gorgeous day, cool day. So John, who shows up late, which, of course, that doesn't surprise you, right? And he looks like a mad scientist because his hair is longer than Lindsay's. Now, I haven't seen physically John in a while, right? And he shows up. I wanted to give him a hair tie because I have daughters, and there's always a hair tie in my pocket, even now that they're adult children or adult people. But he shows up late. They pull him out there, and we're already, like, on the sixth hole. And as he pulls up, I was swinging, and he goes, "Hey, were those practice shots?" Because I missed the ball several times. So he, you know, like he knows I'm going to give him the business for being late the whole time, but he just starts right at me, right? And I said, "Hey, do you need a hair tie?" You know, so then it's it all starts. He stands in front of the ball, and he addresses the ball. He goes, "Hello, ball." And he swings, and he knocks the living you-know-what out of this ball. First swing, I go, "John, do you play golf?" He goes, 10 years ago."
Wow.
So here's the thing. If you're inviting people to go play golf, invite John, not me. But the lesson here is bring a hair tie.
I think it's the opposite.
What?
I think it's the opposite. I think we need to invite you instead of John. That way we can look like better golfers and we won't get shown up.
And the thing is, if you were going to bet me on each hole, you guys would make a fortune.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. I wrote down invite Lou in all capital letters.
Let me tell you, I did a heck of a lot more landscaping during my golf game than I did golfing. I was replacing sod.
Hey, that's
I mean,
right.
At some point, there were divots big enough that I could have rolled them up and sold them at my hardware store. Hey, who needs some sod? Like, it was really bad.
That's kind of you, though, to, you know, to do the landscaping. A lot of people just leave that stuff.
Oh, know? No. Well, I mean, at least I got to do, Don, what I'm good at. Because it isn't golfing. But it was a really nice day. We had a lovely time supporting One World Surgery, which is an organization that has surgery centers basically in South America where these doctors go and perform pro bono surgeries for, you know, those that have no medical care whatsoever. It's something that my wife and I and our hardware stores have supported for the past 10 years. That's amazing, 10 years. I don't always golf, but a good friend of mine, Kevin, has organized this thing forever. And it was a lovely day. They had a great turnout and raised a lot of money for, you know, some stuff that you just don't even think about where, you know, I was talking to Kevin that, you know, if somebody has like a terrible knee, that they'll get in a pickup truck and drive in a pickup truck for 8 hours to go to the surgery center. And then they'll perform the surgery on their knee. And then they'll get back in the back of the pickup truck and drive back to wherever they live. There's just no medical care. You know, there is no welfare or things like that in Honduras and the Dominican Republic and places like that where we maybe take that for granted. So it was a really lovely day. I'm a terrible golfer. Do not invite me. Write that down, Don.
Too late, man. You're coming.
Well, Joe, it's nice to hear from you. Hopefully we can talk to you a little bit later, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Lou, and thanks for sharing your terrible golf stories over the year with everybody.
Thank you. And then later, I'm going to tell the perfusionist story, which is pretty funny. So we stop at the 9. Do you know what a perfusionist is? Anyone?
I can't say I do.
Do not.
Don? Okay. So we're stopped. We're having a little snack, you know, at the turn of the 9, and we're sitting there like on the golf carts just eating because it's all socially distanced, whatever. And then this foursome comes by and says, hey, do you guys mind if we go in front of you? Because this guy's a doctor. He's a perfusionist, and he's got to get back to the hospital. Oh, yeah, sure, go right ahead, you know, and whoa, drives away. Well, but then I thought, well, that's kind of pretentious, right? They're like, oh, he's a doctor. I mean, you could have just said, hey, do you mind if we play ahead of you? I would have been like, fine, you don't have to tell me what you are.
Right.
But so then we go to the next hole, and, you know, they're keeping track of everybody, and they're like, oh, are you Dr. Soans? Oh, no, we let them go ahead of us, you know, because they had to go, whatever, back to the hospital. And then I just jumped out, like, without missing a beat, and I go, and I'm a welder, and I need to get back to the shop because I got to make some wrought iron railings. Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Nobody laughed.
Oh, man.
And John Williams said, you don't, to the lady who kind of giggled just because she felt like she had to, he just said, don't laugh at him. You don't have to encourage him.
It's a tough crowd,
so man. So the key thing is not to invite John because he's not nice.
And totally ruined the joke. Tough crowd, man.
I mean, Don, I went with, I'm a welder. I got to get back to the shop and I got to make some wrought iron railing. I mean, I took it to the very end. I just didn't say, right? I played it all the way out.
That's good. I like it. Yeah. Protrusionist? Come on, man. That's a made up word anyway.
Okay. So a perfusionist, as we learned, is if you're getting a heart transplant or a lung transplant, they take everything out of that so they can do the work and they connect you to the heart lung machine to keep you alive during the surgery.
But
it's a good idea.
What? They're not doctors.
No, they're not technically not doctors, but they all have this special training. And so the moral is we really don't ever want to meet a perfusionist unless you're at a cocktail party.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, right? That's a flex.
Like, hi, I'm Lindsay, your perfusionist. Like, if you're rolling into the room, you're like, this is not good.
Right.
Or, you know, I hope I get to meet you on the other side.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
And,
not right.
And now I know my newest excuse to cut lines in anywhere I need to go.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Totally. You know what? I got to get back to the hospital. I'm a perfusionist.
I got to plug that machine in.
I'm a doctor. Okay.
Perfect.
I'm a welder.
All right. Joe, thank you. Don, thank you. All of you, thank you for putting up with me. Remember, don't Bye. Don't invite me to golf. 7:18 in the morning. Hey, are you street smart or just smart? With 32 miles per gallon on the highway, the Chevy Equinox is one smart SUV. It comes with available 4G LTE Wi-Fi, turning your SUV into a mobile hotspot for up to 7 devices. You've got your social networking riding shotgun 24/7. Safety has never been more important with low-speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning with side blind zone alert, and forward collision alert. You're in control of your environment. Chevy Equinox gets you where you want to go safely. Right now, get 15% MSRP cashback on most 2020 Chevy Equinox models. That's over $5,700 cash back on Equinox Premier. Plus, current GM owners get an additional $750 cash allowance, adding up to big savings. So if you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit a dealership, you can check out Shop, Click, and Drive. Shop online, take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, and it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, or just go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Chevy Equinox, smart SUV, smart money, smart move.
We all want order in our lives. I know I do, and it starts with organization. Hi, it's Lindsay from House Smarts Radio, always looking for smart home solutions, which I found at The Edge inside Builder Supply Outlet. Tom just added an incredible line of custom closet systems to create a perfect organized space. Available in white, espresso, and my fave, salt oak, each configuration can then be customized with accessories to match your personal style. These quality closets are built to last with the look and feel of fine furniture. Now everyone can afford beautiful organized areas. Let the designers at Builders Supply Outlet show you how to maximize your space with custom closet systems. Need it installed? No problem. Get started today. Builders Supply Outlet is located just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview, or online at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Tonight on an all-new Backstory, a deep dive into the pioneers of black baseball who paved the way for Jackie Robinson. Tonight at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Hi, this is Rich Dykstra. When's the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? The new high-efficiency furnaces need more than a dust and clean. They need a professional tune-up. Call us at Dykstra Home Services now for our preseason special. For only $89, we'll completely service your furnace for winter. Call today, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. We also have affordable maintenance agreements available. Call 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for over 94 years.
Yes, they are. Hey, warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can't, well, it can actually jump from power lines. So you want to keep yourself and your tools safe. Always maintain a safe distance with any power lines when you climb up on a ladder to work in or around your home, especially outside. If you can't keep a safe distance, you can actually call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 to have them de-energized. You see, they want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful and, most importantly, safe. And most importantly, stay smart, stay safe, stay back, ComEd, powering lives. 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568. Our first call this morning is sponsored by BathFitter.com, and our first call this morning is Jill, who's in Munster. Hi, Jill, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey. Hi, Lou.
How may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Go ahead, Jill.
We want to replace the carpet in our living room with oak. And so we got three quotes, and the contractor we like best wants to use a water poly-based finish on the floor. We have two concerns. First, we want it to roughly match our dining room floor, which was finished 20 years ago with an oil-based poly. The rooms aren't next to each other, so they don't butt up against each other. And then, second, we have a very large, fluffy dog who likes to occupy the couch in the living room, and we're afraid the durability of the water poly won't be as good, and he'll scratch that floor. Should we use oil or water-based poly?
Well, I mean, the water-based poly, Jill, is actually more durable than the oil. So that
Oh,
that part of your concern, I think, is moot. It really, that's all I use when I build and renovate homes. It's all I've used in any floors that I've refinished. Back probably 25 years ago, there was they still use this product, but the most durable product was something called Glitza, which was this petroleum-based product that you literally, the guys were in gas masks when they were putting it down. I'm like, this doesn't seem right. And when we did a couple projects with it, and it was durable, it was hard, but then I did some other projects with the waterborne, and I sort of compared the two after 4 or 5 years. You know, I had the chance to go back and see, and I have to tell you, I mean, my own home, there was a time when we had two dogs. My wife and I, we entertain our family back before the pandemic quite a bit, and the waterborne finishes really do hold up. Now, your concern about the rooms matching, that's really more about the color of the stain than it is than it is about the finish, because you can get that semi-gloss finish that will look very similar, and quite honestly, the fact that the rooms don't touch, you'll never know the you'll never know the difference.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good, yeah,
nothing
excellent.
Nothing wrong with the waterborne, in my opinion. Thanks, Jill, so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Catherine, who's in Bellwood. Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Well, while she's listening, I'm going to say that she's going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Working remotely and you don't have enough room? Well, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I most certainly am. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, good morning. What's going on?
Okay, I have three things. The first of which, I have a two-flat brick building located in Bellwood, built in 1950, right after World War II.
Okay.
Each flat has their own furnace, hot water heater, air conditioner, the whole shot. I have noticed in the last 6 months that the bedroom that has two windows, one faces east, one faces north, they do not get, this is on the first floor and the second floor,
okay,
they do not get adequate heat, nor do they get adequate AC. When it's hot outside, the AC is running, but the bedrooms facing that in that direction are still warm. I checked the vent. There's cool air coming through.
Wait. Hold on a second. So you're confusing me in what you're saying. They don't get adequate heating and cooling, but then at the same, you said those rooms are warm, or are we talking about a different room?
We're talking about the bedroom. In the summertime, this past summer,
the room is too hot.
It's warm, yes.
But you're saying that when you put your hand by the vent, there is stuff coming out.
Yes.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, small apartment.
Right.
It's about a 10 by 11 bedroom.
Right.
The furnace is located on the south wall. The furnace is maintained every year. We have the service done. My question, would the only way to find out why there is a lack of AC and a lack of heat, would they have to tear out the wall?
No. Let me ask you this. Okay. Let me ask you this. The ductwork that's in these units, is it in the floor, in the ceiling? Where is it?
The ductwork is in the wall.
Okay, but where does the vent come out? Does it come out at the floor or up at the
ceiling? At the ceiling.
At the ceiling.
The heat comes out at the ceiling.
And so does the air conditioning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's try this before we do anything. Now, more than likely, the reason that this is happening is because in those bedrooms, you have two outside walls, okay? And so those rooms, because they're exposed to the outside elements, and let me ask you one other thing. Is this it's a three flat, you said, right?
Two
flat. Is it brick?
Yes.
Okay. So that brick on a hot summer day absorbs all that sunlight, you know, and so at night in particular, it off you know, cools off, but it also comes back inside the home. Let's try balancing the system out. So in the other rooms, in particular where the thermostat is, where you have those vents, let's close some of those vents 50%. That is going to reestablish the pressure of the system and push more of it into that room. Now,
I've tried that.
Okay. And but maybe we need to close the vents even more. Okay. We need to increase the pressure. So if you're testing this out, the whole idea is that if the thermostat's in the front room and it's set at 70 degrees and it gets to 70 degrees, it shuts off. And so that bedroom is, you know, out of luck. But if we can get that system to run a little bit longer by shutting the vents even more, that should help to balance out the system first. I doubt you'll ever get to a point where you have to open up walls and do whatever, because it probably has more to do with the ductwork sizing and the runtime of the ductwork that I think, if you're able to balance this out properly, you're going to be able to get it to be somewhat comfortable. The only other thing at that point, if you just can't get it licked, your better bet would be to come up with some sort of supplemental heat and or cooling in that specific room, which could be what's called a split system, which is a ductless system that's an add-on, a separate system that could be installed. But I bet you you'll be able to get this licked just by balancing out. And if you close those vents even more, it'll force more air in that room. Catherine, thanks so much for the phone call. I am bumping up against news time. It's 7:30 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. What's
love? Doesn't that, when you hear that groove of that song, you just kind of want to, right? You're doing it too. We're both kind of moving. Welcome back. 7:37 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. This is Larry in Westchester. Hey, Larry.
Sir Lou, are you the one that takes the house calls?
That's me, sir. How may I help you?
Ah, very good. I have an Aqualux bathtub, and the on and off switch, I have to use something to push it in with, and out with to turn it on and off. Is there some way to loosen that switch so you can use your finger on it?
Is this a, so it's an air switch to turn on a...
The jets,
and right now it's just so stiff you can't push it.
Yeah, I have to use a Phillips screwdriver to push it in and out, just to turn it on and off.
Okay, there's nothing on those switches because I've taken those apart. There's really nothing there because it's almost like a little, it's a little bladder that when it pushes it sends a puff of air to turn the switch on that's at the motor. But here's what I would try. I just did a video. If you go to my Facebook page or even my Instagram page, if you're online at all, that there's this great bio-based oil that I use that I really like from a guy out in Michigan that invented it. It's called Superzilla. Now it's hard.
Superzilla,
like Godzilla. Now, Larry, I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard to find. But. Many Ace stores carry it, and it's either corn or soybean based. But what's interesting about this product is a lot of the lightweight oils like WD-40, they actually attract dirt, and this doesn't. And it has what's called capillary properties, meaning that if you spray it around the rim of that jet button, which may have some calcification there, this is actually a cleaner and an oil all in one. Spray it on there, let it sit there for 10 minutes. Let it kind of work its way in, and then see after about 10 minutes if you can articulate that switch to work back and forth. If, in fact, you cannot get that switch to go any better, you may have to replace it.
Ah.
But I okay. but I bet you that this Superzilla will do the trick.
Okay. And would you do me one last favor?
Yes, sir.
Would you wish my wife a happy 46th wedding anniversary about 6 months late?
We
called when it was our anniversary, and we had such a bad connection, we couldn't understand what.
What is that beautiful woman's name?
Nicolette.
Nicolette, you've been married how many years?
46 and a half years.
46 and a half years. Nicolette, happy anniversary. Remember when they said it would never last? And it did. You proved them wrong. Larry, you know why?
Why?
Because you do what
because
she says.
Because a happy wife is a happy life.
Absolutely. Larry, happy. God bless both of you. That's wonderful news, 46 years. It's really great. I was looking for some old documents, something that I'd written a long time ago, and I found it. But then I was looking at some other... I must have done a presentation for some business owners back in 2009, and I remembered this after I read the thing that I wrote. I had gone to some talk, and at the time, so it was like 2009, 2007, was it? And at the time, the guy that was speaking was the CEO of Procter & Gamble, okay? And I wrote this in this thing, that I went to this thing, and the CEO of Procter & Gamble at the time stood up and said, I have been married for 35 years. And everybody sort of clapped. And then he said, you know why I've been married for 35 years? Because I listen to my wife and I give her what she wants. And then everybody laughed. But then he said, now you laugh about that. And it's kind of the whole happy wife, happy life. But his point, in business, we have to listen to our customers and we have to give them what they want. And if we don't adapt and if we don't change and, you know, we're never going to be successful. This is back a long time ago, and I wrote this whole article about this whole thing. So, see, I'm consistent if I'm nothing else. And that's why Larry was married so long, right? Does David subscribe to what Larry does with Nicolette? He better.
Yes, he does.
I would just say yes. And if he's not, bring him over to the mic. I'll talk to him. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4-LOU. Speaking of Lou, let's talk to Lou, who's in Schaumburg. Hey, Lou.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a question. Years ago, I had the ducts cleaned out, and they had said they had to be resealed. They weren't sealed, so it was a new house. So they sealed them all up, and... the other day I had a furnace guy come in and clean the furnace and everything else. And he checked the ducts and he says they need to be cleaned. And I was told when they were sealed that they couldn't be cleaned after that. Is that a correct statement?
No, I don't. Not, when you had them sealed, were they sealed with that AeroSeal process?
Yeah, it was like a sealant, plastic sealant or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, right, but they sprayed it from the inside.
Yes.
No, you can have them cleaned. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, the sealant, once it goes on, Lou, is like, it's almost like a second skin on the inside of it. I mean, when you have the ductwork cleaned, the people that know what they're doing are going to come in with not only a big vacuum cleaner, you know, they'll vacuum out all the vents, you know, that they can reach, but then they're going
to...
They're going to take this hose that has a whip on the end of it that's going to blow and it's going to bang up against the side of the. You're going to hear it a little bit, you know, kind of like. Do you have a disposal at your house? In the sink.
Yes.
Okay. You know how when you drop something in there and you hear, oh, geez, there's a spoon in there. That's kind of how it sounds.
Oh yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
and,
like when you put ice in it.
Correct. And so that'll loosen it up. They'll use the big vacuum kind of, but it's not going to damage, it's not going to impair the sealing whatsoever.
Oh, good. Yeah, because they need to be cleaned. And I was sort of hesitant to do that because people says you can't clean them after that.
No, you absolutely can. Do you have someone to clean them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they can do it. And just, you know, let them know that the sealant is there, but it shouldn't matter whatsoever.
Okay. Thanks a whole bunch, and enjoy your show immensely.
Thanks, Lou. I appreciate you calling. That's nice of you to say. 7:44 in the morning. Hey, how about your carpets and your rugs and upholstery? You know what? They're reservoirs for viruses and bacteria. It's a great idea to professionally sanitize your carpeting, rugs, floors, and furniture before winter arrives. Call these people because they're awesome. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning today. They're a family of dedicated carpet cleaners that will show you what clean really looks like. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $139. Personally, I have been regularly using these folks for different projects that I have, rental properties that I manage, and they're just great. They show up, they do their job, they walk away, and you're like, wow, looks amazing. Here's the number, 630-990-8600. Once again, 630-990-8600, or schedule online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
WGN. Hey everybody, my name is Jack Arnold, owner of Arnold Electric Services, your friendly neighborhood pros. We're Chicago's old home electrical experts and have been keeping our clients safe since 2008. Do you have flickering lights, partial power loss, or light bulbs burning out too fast? Our genuine, honest, and no-hassle service is backed by our five-year warranty on any job we do for you. Call 773-290-1944 or head to arnoldelectricchicago.com, 773-290-1944, and tell them Jack sent you.
Hey, want to go to the doctor? Oh my God, I don't either. That's no fun, right? This is John Williams, but it actually is fun if you're going to the Joint Relief Institute. The staff there is so warm and friendly. They really are, and they know what you're coming in for. You've got knee pain, and you want it to go away. And what they have, what they're so happy about, what they're so excited for you about is pain relief. Their fast, non-surgical, pain-free procedure displays where your tissue has deteriorated, and then they put a lubricant into that exact spot. It's like putting a pillow in there, and it cushions your every step. Nice people will greet you. It's all pain-free and fast, and then look at you. You're walking and skipping and dancing and smiling. This is fun and smart. Your first visit to evaluate is free. They've got two locations, Orland Park and Oak Brook. People come from miles around. Literally, after hearing about these treatments, a couple drove in from Cincinnati, waited for the staff to open the doors in the morning, and got pain relief in the afternoon. Go to jointreliefinstitute.com. jointreliefinstitute.com or call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, I'm really excited to be celebrating my 25th year on WGN Radio. That's crazy. 25 years. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. That's awesome. And I really like sharing some of my favorite things with you. Here's one of them, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. So after a doctor's appointment, you've heard me talk about this, I knew it was time for a change. I needed to improve my overall health. I wanted to look and feel better. I did it by starting on Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. And after more than a year, almost 2 years, I'm maintaining the 30-pound weight loss. I got to tell you, I honestly look at pictures of myself from a couple years ago, and then if I get a glimpse of me in a picture now, I just can't believe the difference. With support from Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, I'm living a healthier life. I lost weight. I keep it off. I feel so much better. If you want to lose weight, you want to feel better, and would enjoy the convenience of delicious meals delivered to your door, I encourage you to try one of my favorite things, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Call them now at 800-442-3438. Their food is fresh, never frozen, and the delicious meals, well, they arrive at your home ready to enjoy. Never any contracts or gimmicks. Call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. They're really good people, too. 800-442-3438 or visit seattlesutton.com to get started today. 7:48 in the morning, Lou Manfredini. I was just listening to that little sounder that plays, you know, like when you go into a break, we have these new sounders that GN plays. Did you hear that one where it goes, doesn't it sound a little like this? The theme from the Jetsons. I love the Jetsons.
Meet George Jetson.
There he goes. There goes his son.
His boy Elroy.
Can I just watch this whole thing? It's like bringing me back to my ute. Anyway, it sounds just like that. Who's ever making those themes? Good job. Keep them coming. More Jetsons. Soon, hopefully, we'll hear a rejoin that reminds me of Magilla Gorilla. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and speak with Bob, who's in Northbrook. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good to talk to you. I wonder if you could help me out. I have a little maybe problem, and I need some advice.
Yes, sir.
I had a new roof installed about a month ago, and all of a sudden it seems like I'm starting to get water leaking from my metal chimney housing.
Well, that's not good.
No. So the roofer went up there, and we did some water test, and it appears like the flashing around the chimney appears to be okay. But he thinks that the water was coming in through the chimney housing. So he went up there, and he caulked the seam around the chimney housing. It's like a double wide because I have two stacks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at a point where I don't know if it's going to leak again, if the caulking solved the problem, or if I should go and do something to replace the housing.
Is the chimney housing that you're speaking of, is it masonry or is it metal? What is it?
It's a metal housing. It's all metal.
And does it protrude the roof? How do I describe this? In other words, does it come up the outside of the home and then?
Yes.
And so do you have an overhang on the roof?
It's like in the middle of the roof. It's the housing and it has the chase on it with the two stacks,
okay, so,
like one for the fireplace
so
and one
in,
for the furnace.
So it's in the middle of the roof, meaning that if I'm looking at it, there's roofing all the way around it. It comes
yes,
up
towards the top.
It's not by the wall of the house. It's more in
no,
the center.
No, it's like in the middle of the house and
okay.
the top.
And so that top edge that you're talking about, that cap or the crown, the roofer thinks that that's maybe where it's leaking from, and they weren't able to solve the issue.
He thinks it was by the seam. It's like two pieces. The housing is two pieces because it's so tall. So there's a bottom piece, and then there's a seam, and then there's the top piece on it because it's like maybe 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So he caulked the seam where the two pieces meet, and then he sort of caulked the corners.
And has it improved or no?
Well, it seemed to get a little wet the last time it rained, but it wasn't as much.
Well, we don't want any of it. Now, one other question. In that attic space where that chimney comes up, is that accessible to you? Is that where you're seeing the
yes.
water, or are you seeing it? Are you seeing it on the ceiling?
In the attic, I can see on the roof there's some wet spots. And what happens is I have trusses in the attic, and it ran down the truss and came down the light fixture.
Okay. And so the roofer is sort of absolving themselves, saying that this isn't my problem, this is a chimney problem?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, based on how you're describing it, it's certainly possible. So do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yes.
All right. 847-739-4199.
Okay.
That's Lindemann Chimney.
Okay.
So this is what they do. And if you tell them what's going on, they have the ability to make sure that, you know, the flashing or the capping or whatever it is, they can come in and fix this problem for you. And they'll do it honestly and at a fair price and hopefully solve this problem. And let's you know, get this done before winter comes, so the sooner
right.
the better.
What about, I guess they say that because it's the housing and they don't make them anymore, is there any alternative to replacing it? Or
well,
Lindemann
will probably either be able to create something for you, like they can custom bend the metal or whatever it is, or if it needs an... If it needs a whole new chase, I doubt it.
Right.
They'll have the answer for you for sure.
Okay. Okay, Lou, it's good to talk to you. I mean, you're so smart, you know a little bit about everything.
I don't know, well, I mean, but I'm a terrible golfer, Bob.
Oh. How about you need to take some time off to play more.
That's right. Exactly. That's what it is. Lindsay, you know what, Bob? That's right. Lindsay, you got it. Goodbye. See you later. Thank you. Appreciate your call. 877.
I hear that all the time.
877-213-4LOU is our number. Let's talk with Kathy, who's in Racine. Kathy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. I got cut off last week, I believe. I was calling about some hairline cracks in my poured basement wall, and
okay.
If there's anywhere I can repair them.
Okay. If they're hairline cracks, I think I remember this call that I mentioned to you about using let me ask you this. Are you getting water through the hairline cracks?
No.
Okay.
So
you just want to repair them visually so you don't see them?
No, just so they don't be a potential problem.
Right. Okay. But if it's a hairline crack and you're not getting any water through there, there's really nothing you're going to do other than visually caulk them so you don't see them.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden the cracks start to get wider and you get moisture through them or water, whatever it might be, then you may need to have someone come in and professionally, they'll actually make the crack a little bit bigger and they'll inject a polyurethane to kind of fill that crack and bond it together. But if it's a hairline crack, Kathy, it's probably just the surface of the concrete separating a little bit. And if you're not seeing any evidence of water coming through there, it's dry. And, you know, we're talking something that's less than an eighth of an inch wide. Honestly, I wouldn't worry about it unless it's just something visually you don't want to see. And if that's it, if it's just that I just don't want to see that, you can buy some caulking that's designed for concrete crack filling, which one of them that I like is a product called Slab, S-L-A-B, that has a little aggregate in it so it bonds a little bit better. And you can fill that crack in. And because it's a latex-based product, you can either put a little finger with your use your finger to smooth it out, or if you wanted to use a little putty knife, you could do that as well.
Oh,
Does that help?
Yeah, that's the only thing, Noah.
That's all I would do for what you're going on. I think that unless you're seeing moisture, as I mentioned, or it's getting any wider, I really wouldn't worry about it. It isn't anything to worry about. If it does, then that's where you may need some professional help. Thanks so much for calling back. I appreciate it. It's 7:57 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. You know, my mind is kind of a weird thing. And I know that it's not easy to work with me or be married to me. I was driving yesterday and I was listening to some music and the song Son of a Preacher
Man.
Which I can't remember, was that originally by Dusty Springfield or was it originally by Aretha Franklin? We need to Google that.
I think it was Dusty.
Anyway, I'm listening and I'm going, you know, that's a name. If I was going to have another child, I would name my son Dusty. I had a guy that I worked at when I was a kid that I knew named Dusty. That's a cool name. And then we were just playing the thing with the baby names with the Jetsons, Elroy. That's another cool name. You don't hear that name. Hey, come on. Here's my kid. This is my son. This is my daughter, Lindsay, and my son, Dusty. Dusty, that's a cool name. So if you're pregnant right now and you're thinking about baby names and you're going to have a boy, go with Dusty. And then you can say, I got that idea from Lou Manfredini.
What about Elroy, though?
Elroy's good, too, but I like Dusty better. I think Dusty's great. Because then you can say, you got to dust this place up, Dusty.
It's a name and an adjective.
Thank you. See, if Dandy Don Kleppen agrees, I am in.
Well, Mr. Castorini, what do you think?
$10,800.
That seems like a lot.
Look, there are three kinds of pipe. There's the kind of pipe you have, which is garbage. Then there's bronze, which is pretty good. Unless something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong. And then there's copper, which is the only pipe I use. It costs money.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
It costs money because it saves money.
And House Smarts Radio.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
8:09 in the morning. Down, this down, hour of House Smarts Radio brought to you by Arnold Electric Services and Permaseal Basement Systems.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Elroy, on the list of baby names that you could go with, right? If you go to baby names or whatever, John Williams said, he goes, you are not, he just texted me that you're going against my thing. We're saying that you, whoever has the baby gets to name the baby. I'm not naming the baby. I'm only making a suggestion, right? Elroy is something that not a lot of people name their babies. As a matter of fact, it's like 993 on the list.
990 on the list. That is right. Right.
Dusty, also on the list.
Yes. What number?
819 or something
really?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
And it means, and what, you know, they have a little origin of like, what does it mean? Which is kind of funny. It says Thor's stone
is dusty.
Don Kleppen probably knew that, right? Thor's stone.
Oh, man.
And
that's awesome.
Did you know that?
I did not. I can't say that I did.
Aren't you like a Marvel guy?
I am. And now I feel like a failure. Like,
right. Okay.
Man. But Dustin, you know what, is it Dusty or is it Dustin?
No, Dusty. It says Dusty, meaning Thor's stone or the obvious light dust.
Yeah. Of course. I bet Thor's stone was pretty dusty, you know, after he hammered some stuff.
Lightly. Right. Oh, right, because the hammer, it's made of, see, I got you. So Thor's stone. Google it. The things you learn here on House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Did you Google the king? Do you know what that means? Or, never mind.
What?
Elroy. Whoa. Elroy means the king.
It means the king?
Yeah.
Really? I'm telling you, Elroy is the way to go. If I was going to have a child now, I would think of something that nobody's named. I mean, that's reasonable. Like,
sure.
Modern plumbing, MP. Hey, MP, just call him MP. People will be like, why are you calling him that? Oh, it stands for modern plumbing. It's a whole Mr. Fix-It thing. But see, the thing is, I subscribe to the fact that you can name your child whatever you want. If you want to name him Fruitcake, that's your business. I'm not going to judge you for naming your child Fruitcake. If that means something to you, God bless you. I don't think I would name a child Fruitcake, but I would come up with a name that has some relevance to a real name. Why are you laughing? Fruitcake.
I just love where this conversation went.
No, but I mean, so then
Fruitcake. Fruity.
Fruity. Hey, Fruity, come here.
I wouldn't even give someone a fruitcake, like, as a gift.
And right, but what if that was your name?
I don't know. It'd be a weird running gag. I could see my family just running wild with that.
Right, right. I think naming your child is, like, one of these great things, and I think you come up with a great name. Like, I'm thinking Elroy. You know what would be with something I would like to happen before I die is that years from now I meet some listener that with a like a 10-year-old that says, "Oh my gosh, I want you to introduce you to my son named Elroy. You were talking about a mom," and then there I'm going to give that kid a, hopefully the pandemic's over, I give him a big hug. 877-213
Bringing it back.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is the number. This is Crescinda, who's in Wisconsin. Crescinda, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
Now that's a beautiful name, Crescinda. I've never heard that name in my life.
Thank you very much.
Have you had it your whole life?
My whole life. Can you believe it?
Wow. And what does it mean? Does it mean dusty? Does it mean Thor's stone?
It means that my mother decided to take her two sisters' names and put them together.
I love that. And let me ask you, do you like those two aunts?
Yes, I do very much.
Well, then this works out perfectly. How may I help you this morning?
I have a funky shower. So I have a slate tile, one stand enclosure shower. And it has a white kind of film on the slate tile. And sometimes it also has a funky, musty smell. And we have a septic system. So I've been trying to look for a product that I can get the white, I don't know if it's lime or what it is, off, but also, you know, not hurt the tile and not hurt my septic system.
Mm-hmm. You have a conventional septic system? It's just a gravity-fed system? You don't have
as far as I know, yes.
Yeah, it's not a what they call a clear stream system where you have a series of pumps or anything like that? Okay.
No.
Okay, so the floor of the shower is slate or the floors and walls?
floor and the walls. So it's the whole floor is slate, and then they've used small slate tiles throughout the walls as well.
Okay. Let's do this. So if you're worried about the cleaner that you're going to use, which I think is valid, let's use a different way of scrubbing it that I think will make a difference. So I want you to buy, if you don't already have it, Dawn dishwashing soap, okay, which is a super mild cleaner. But if we couple that with a nylon scrubbing brush on the end of a cordless drill, you're going to be amazed at the results. So mix a little bit with in a bucket with some warm water, you know, a couple squirts like you're washing the dishes, and then stick that brush in there and start scrubbing the tiles with the scrub brush, and scrub it, and then let it sit there, kind of, you know, it'll foam up a little bit, right? But then I want you to allow the dish soap to start to break apart the dirt and the grime, and then go back and scrub it again and rinse it. I bet you'll get it completely clean. The scrub brush will do all the work, and the dish soap will not harm your leach field or your sludge tank or anything like that.
Wonderful.
All right.
Go
ahead.
I was going to ask, we have bought some of that wet and forget shower.
On the slate. You have to be careful with some natural stones with the wet and forget shower. So I would have to look at the bottle specifically if it says that. But I'll tell you what I would do. If you go to wetandforget.com, they should have an FAQ or a way to ask them a question. That would be the best way to go, because certain natural stones, wet and forget doesn't mix with. So you have to be very careful with that. It might be okay with slate, but I don't want to give you a definitive answer on that before you talk to them specifically. It is a terrific product, their wet and forget shower. And if you can use that in there, once you get this all scrubbed and cleaned, if they say, oh yeah, it's great to use on slate, you use that once a week, I think you'll be amazed at how maintaining that shower area will be so much easier.
Okay. Do you think that the white residue is what's causing the kind of funkiness too?
Sure.
Sure.
And then the other thing too is that, you know, depending on what the grout is and stuff, you know, that can absorb a little bit of that. And when you get a film like that, okay, it can trap moisture underneath the film, which can give you a little bit of that mildewy odor. And as I mentioned, if they say that, yeah, you can use this on the slate, I think that'll solve the problem for you for sure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 8:17 in the morning. Time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Add a dash of rustic farmhouse charm to your kitchen with a beautiful fire clay farmhouse sink that Tom just got in. These deep sinks are perfect for cleaning large pots, love that, or ideal in a laundry room. Add some modern flair and simple practicality. These easy-to-maintain sinks come in both single and double bowl options. Don't spend thousands when you can get these for almost half the cost. Another reason to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. Premium products without the premium price.
Hey, if you have moss, mold, mildew, or algae growing on hard-to-reach places, you know, like your roof, a second-story siding, or even the awnings, well, then you should pick up some Wet and Forget Extreme Reach Hose End now. Wet and Forget's no-scrub outdoor cleaner attaches to your garden hose and has a nozzle that sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget's hose end easily cleans places you normally couldn't reach without climbing up on a ladder, all with no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. You just spray it on, and you're done. Just wet it and forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off of all of your outdoor surfaces, including brick, stucco, decks, all that stuff, sidewalks, driveways, and more. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Yep, you heard that right, 2,000 square feet. Make cleaning easy. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Ace, Menards, Meyers, Blaine's, Farm and Fleet, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. By the way, an audio get well soon. We have an engineer that works here at WGN Radio that, you know, we got a lot of behind the scenes people here. You hear me talk about Bob Ferguson a lot, who works with me on Saturdays. Bill Malone is an engineer that works with us here on WGM Radio. He's a terrific guy, and we're just sending get well wishes soon to Bill. He took a little tumble, and hopefully everything is doing fine. So hang in there, Bill. We love you and hope you're doing well. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kathy, who's in Hoffman Estates. Hey, Kathy, you're on WGN.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Let me turn you up a minute. Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you, Lou.
How can I, how may I help you? I am here.
Okay. I don't know why I can't hear you so good, but all right. I have a kitchen table I've had for years. It's white. You know, it's got, when I bought it, it had that nice finish on it, and every night after I eat dinner, I wash it down. So now it needs to be repainted, and I'm getting conflicting stories on, you know, how to paint it so that if I wash it every night after dinner, it keeps like a seal or a finish on it.
Wait. You said painting. is this a wood finish with a...
It's a wood table.
It's a wood table with like a polyurethane on the top.
Maybe, I guess.
Go ahead.
You know, like when you buy a kitchen cabinet and it's got that nice, you know, they spray painted it, but you wonder if they put a sealer on it, so.
Okay, but when I'm looking, Kathy, when I'm looking at your table, is it a wood grain table?
No, it's wood, but it's been painted white when I bought it.
Okay, so it's wood, it's painted white, and there was some sort of finish on the top? You're just not certain?
Yeah. You know, like if you went into any store and bought a white kitchen table.
Right, but it's not a, I just want to make sure that it's not some type of melamine or anything like that. It's wood. It's not like, it doesn't have a layer like a formica on the top of it.
Oh. That's a good point. I don't know. I look under the table and it's wood.
Right.
But I don't know.
But on the top.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I look at the table and I look at the perimeter of it, you know, the edge of it going around, is that like a wood edge?
Well, the whole thing is white, but there's a little lip and it is shiny. And then the very top, you know, maybe that is a...
is there an edge when you look... Okay, let me ask you this. When you look at that edge, that wood edge on the side, and then that very top that you're speaking of, is there like a dark brown line that just kind of goes right at that top edge where the shiny corner meets the top?
Well, you know, I think you're right. Even though it's painted white with years... It is dark all around the
edge. On that edge.
Yes.
So I bet you it's a wood table, like you mentioned, but that is a piece of laminate and or formica on the top of it.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
And now here's what we could do. And so you said it's kind of lost some of its luster.
Well, you know, years of doing crafts with granddaughters, it's pretty, you know, it's got stains on it that don't come up, and maybe some of the craft paint didn't come up, and yeah.
Okay. but you said, so there's still some stains on it.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Mm. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure of what you have. And so if it in fact is a laminate top, if there are stains that are embedded inside the Formica or the laminate, rather, Formica's a brand, there's not anything you're going to do to get those stains out. If you wanted to try putting a finish over the top of it to keep it shiny, again, that's not going to do anything for the stains. There is a... there is a product, there's a company called Rejuvenate that makes a coating for countertops that you could put on this table.
Okay.
And it's a DIY thing. If you went to your local Ace, they probably have it. And it's
okay.
You would apply it. I think you put it on with a microfiber. I think you put it on with a foam brush, and then you let it dry, and it gives you a nice hard surface. It's not forever, Kathy, but it will.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You know what? I mean, I don't want to use this as an example, but it's a little bit like a. Like an old floor wax that you would put down on an old, like an old tile floor. But it's more durable than that.
Yeah.
And it's waterborne. And, you know, I think you'd be happy with the results, but you may have to repeat it once a year.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Because the grandkids are all gone now, and there's no more craft projects going on.
Got
so
it.
It's not heavily right. used like that.
Right. I'd try that.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure.
So I live in a townhouse and unit. My garage, one wall, is concrete or cement, whatever they used. It's a single garage. Somebody told me that if I used a fluted masonry, I guess you call it a nail, I could put it into that concrete because I need more space to hang stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Well, you could. Hammering a fluted masonry nail is not an easy thing to do because you need a heavy hammer to do it because you're banging into concrete. But yes, it absolutely could work. And I think that maybe what would be better if you really wanted to do that, is that if you there's these concrete anchors called tapcons, and the
tapcons
TAPCON,
yes.
And so that you would drill a hole, and then you would use this fastener. You need the right kind of drill bit, but you would drill a hole using a drill. Then you would screw this in, and it would hold. And if you wanted to put a hook or something, as opposed to just hanging something on a nail. That may make more sense. So when you go to the hardware store to get the stuff for your table, ask them about tapcons and the right drill bits and maybe some screws that you could hang on your concrete wall.
Okay, perfect. That's great.
You got it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lou. Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Appreciate it. It's 8:29 in the morning. Hey, guess what? 2020 marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the late Bob Collins Show. And in honor of my anniversary, I'm giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. So each week, we'll feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to Rosie Rufato of Wheeling, who was the winner of last week's prize, a pack of Twist and Seal electrical cord protection products, and a $500 Ace Hardware gift card. Now that's something I like. This week's prize, a 6-foot by 80-inch two-panel fiberglass patio door from Gilkey Window Company. Your new door is custom made and installed by Gilkey and includes double pane with low E and argon gas and dual point locking systems. Gilkey Window Company is family-owned, sold directly to consumers without any middleman markups, and has been independently verified to be among the most energy-efficient windows in the country. To enter to win, go to WGNradio.com/contests. That's WGNradio.com/contests. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so submit your entry today. Sponsored by Gilkey Window Company. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. And stay tuned next week when we announce the winner and the next favorite thing. 8:30 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about different types of flooring for your home. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if you love.
We love the post
strong.
Office.
Ooh, baby,
welcome back.
I'm yours.
All you postal workers working hard. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. 8:37 in the morning.
Said goodbye.
Okay.
I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
I talk a lot about, flooring. We get a lot of flooring questions on this radio show all the time, right? Different kinds of products. One of the original products that I talked about a long time ago was a company called Carndine. One of the things that Carndine invented that was kind of novel at the time was this loose lay vinyl floor. But joining me on the phone line is Kat Kateringala, and she is communication. Kat, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Karingala. I had it. Karingala.
Karingala. There you go.
I like the
Karingala.
I like the Karingala. La 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 la.
Kat, we were like practicing it before we went on, and he did so good. And then he was like,
"You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it."
Kat, I like. How about you?
I've heard it all.
See, like I like the whole thing about Kat. We were talking about names today, and Kat, do you have any children?
I do not. No, I'm just engaged to be married now. So
okay,
no kids yet.
I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but if children are in your future, I'd like to propose two names for you. We were talking names earlier, and since you have a unique name, Kat, I would say if you're going to have a boy, think about the name Elroy. Just file it away.
Okay.
And then for a boy or a girl, you could name them Dusty. But that's not But that's not why you called. Or we called you. Okay.
No, but I will file that away. Mental note made.
Yeah, Dusty. How funny would this be if I run into Kat 10 years from now with her husband and she goes, I'd like to introduce you to my child, Dusty. Right? Okay.
Yes. Something.
Here's the thing is, if you get dust on a Carndine floor, easy to clean up. See how I bring it all back around?
So easy.
Okay.
What a great segue, Lou.
Kat, you're a communications manager over at Carndine Design Flooring. My audience is familiar with Carndine a little bit, but why don't you give us a little snapshot of who you people are?
Sure. So Carndine, we have a real strong passion for design. We specialize in luxury vinyl flooring, so that's all we do. We don't do carpet or hardwood, all luxury vinyl. And Carndine was started out as a small family business in 1973, actually, in the U.K., and we were started by a former flooring installer who really saw the potential in luxury vinyl flooring as a very practical, livable floor covering, but saw that there was a need for, you know, luxury vinyl designs that were high quality and beautiful and really realistic. And so when he started Carndine, he really set out with that goal in mind to create the most beautiful, realistic luxury vinyl floors on the market. And so that's something that really sets us apart still today is that we develop our own designs. We own all of our own designs. So when you see a Carndine floor, you're not going to find that design with another manufacturer or just anywhere. You'll only find it at a Carndine design flooring retailer.
So, I mean, it's kind of safe to say that Carndine was probably so luxury vinyl has exploded, right? And everybody is everyone is in this marketplace now. I mean, there's a ton of different manufacturers. You guys were kind of one of the first.
Yeah, we really were. I mean, as I mentioned, we were founded in 1973, and luxury vinyl really didn't take off here in the United States really until maybe 6-7 years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, we really were kind of one of the pioneers of luxury vinyl flooring, and especially to specialize in that so early on.
But now you're
that just kind of goes to show how.
Right. My initial experience with you folks at Carndine was the, your loose lay product that was really unique.
Yes.
In the fact that, the fact that you could put this down, it didn't connect at all, but once it was down, it really didn't move. And I have to be honest with you, I'm going to plead a little ignorance here. At that time, you were not manufacturing or making a click-together vinyl floor. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we introduced loose lay, I want to say, in 2011. And it wasn't until really like probably 3 or so years ago that we introduced an interlocking floating floor. So loose lay is kind of more of what we would consider like a compression fit product. So it's a heavier product. It's heavy and it's thick. And so the weight of the product combined with this friction grip backing that it has, that's really what holds the product in place without a full spread of adhesive.
Right.
So we have glue down, which, you know, you're fully bonded to your subfloor. That's kind of the original format of LVT. And then loose lay we developed and came out with in 2011. And now we're on to rigid core, which is an interlocking true floating floor. So we have those three different formats of LVT that we offer.
Right. And I think for most homeowners and consumers who are kind of being flooded with, you know, every ad that there possibly could be about, oh, luxury vinyl, and here you can buy this for 99 cents. And I mean, this is the problem, right? Everybody jumps in and then everybody thinks like, oh, I can buy it. It's so cheap. But it really, I've told people this, regardless of you being on the, you know, on the phone with me, is that you get what you pay for, and especially when it comes to flooring, you want to spend a little bit more, because I promise you, what's our phrase, Lindsay? What's our phrase from the rejoin? It costs money because it saves money. So
exactly. I mean, you know, it's become a very saturated market, and a very saturated, you know, everyone's offering some sort of LVT, and it's exactly like you said. You know, you'll get what you pay for, just like with, you know, a nice pair of shoes or anything else that you invest in your home. It's an investment.
Right.
And so, you know, we consider ourselves a premium, high quality luxury vinyl. And so, you know, we offer a lifetime residential warranty with any of our products, regardless of which format you choose. And, you know, we stand behind our product. Sure, you can find something less expensive out there up front, but, you know, it's not going to last you over time. You know, you're going to end up ripping it out in a few years.
Tell our audience about your 17 new stone designs in your CoreLock Select line.
Yeah, so we're super excited about this. So this is our CoreLock Select line. We just introduced 17 new stone looks. We introduced CoreLock originally a few years ago in just wood looks. So now we've added new stone products to this as well. So we have original designs developed from Calicutta marble. There's reclaimed cottas in there. So from France, it's more of like a neutral French cotta as opposed to maybe, you know, like the brighter like Spanish style adobe type of terracotta that you may have seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's really pretty subtle stenciled designs in there as well. And so this interlocks, it's a floating floor. So that just means that you can float it pretty much directly over most existing hard floor covering. So it's a really easy install, less mess, less time. And so what we're especially excited about with these new designs and the new CoreLock Select stones is that, you know, this is really for someone who loves the look of ceramic and porcelain tile, but, you know, you want something with less upkeep, or maybe you need that floating floor, because we actually have 15 of these 17 stones that have a seamlessly attached grout with it. So the grouting process is eliminated altogether. It's seamlessly attached. It's smooth grout, so it's not like textured or sanded grout.
Mm-hmm.
So that also means it's super easy to clean. You can wipe it clean just like you would with a regular ironing board. pH neutral cleaner is all you need to clean it. So, you know, there's not that hassle of scrubbing grout that comes along with it. It doesn't harbor dirt or bacteria, as grout potentially can because it's porous. And so, you know, many people are, you know, worried about the materials that they're bringing into their homes right now and how easy they are to clean. And so if you're thinking of going the ceramic or porcelain route, but, you know, you want something that's easier to clean and it's also a lot warmer under your feet too. So especially with the seasons changing and temperatures starting to drop, you know,
that's when we're starting
to wear the socks and the slippers around.
Right. And are all of these floors 100% waterproof?
They are waterproof. All of our floors, regardless of whether it's a glue down, a loose lay, or the interlocking rigid core, they're all waterproof. They're all pet friendly. They're durable. So we use our floors both residential and in commercial applications as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we offer a separate line that we make just for commercial applications. It's all the same. And so, you know, it's really a floor that you can live on. And, you know, you don't have to worry about you know, quite as much upkeep as you would with other flooring materials. Yeah.
Well, I've had the opportunity to install some of the loose lay. I've actually used it in a commercial application and have been super impressed with how durable it is. And I know you guys make really good stuff. Kat, where do people find out more information so they can learn about the new line and everything else you guys are making and maybe can find a dealer near them?
Yeah, so we only sell through local independent flooring retailers. And so for more information, please visit our website. It's Carndean, K-A-R-N-D-E-A-N.com. And that's where you can, you know, request free swatch samples to be sent to you. You can plug in your zip code and pull up retailers near you. And the wealth of other information about our floors.
That's awesome. Kat Karingala is the communications manager for Carndean Design Flooring. Kat, I really appreciate you taking time with us this morning. Sorry about butchering your name at the beginning. There's a great...
Oh, no problem. Thanks so much for having us.
You're welcome. There's a great SNL, old SNL thing where they're like, ring-a-ding-a-ding-dong, and if I'm lucky, I'll find it. Kat, thank you so much. Have a great day. And if you'd like more information, as Kat mentioned, go to Karn, K-A-R-N-Dean, D-E-A-N.com for more information. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. It's 8:48 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Hold on, let's see if this works.
Tom! Tommy!
Hey, Richard, I'm just making some copies.
The Tomster! Tom Man! Tom Tom!
Ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong!
The Tomster, making copies. Mr.
That's
Tom.
The thing from, that's what I had in my mind when I read her name. It just remembered
so
that
good.
Whole thing, that little skit there. I'm an old man, and I'm just remembering old stuff. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Paul in LaGrange. Paul, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I just had a wood deck installed, and it's a smooth cedar wood deck. And I'm wondering when I should stain it or how you recommend that I treat the wood.
And you probably love kind of that brown, reddish look right now.
Actually, it's more of a natural color.
Oh, nice.
I
would give it some time, and I almost... When you say just installed, like last week or last month?
Like yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'd give it a couple months because there's a lot of tannins and oils in there that have to. It will gray on you, Paul. I mean, it's going to gray. Uh-huh. That's what it's going to do. And so, I think that if it were me, I'd go. September, October. I mean, if we're fairly dry in November and we get a mild November where, you know, we're not freezing overnight and you're like in the second week in November, then I would not have a problem with you lightly cleaning and sanding the deck, you know, just to open up the wood fibers a little bit and then use a semi-transparent oil stain. Now, the one that I really like is a product called Penifin, which is a rosewood oil base. And you brush that on. It'll give you great coverage and it'll protect you through the winter. If all of a sudden it's just really cold or rainy and you just can't get it, I wouldn't worry that you have to do it in the spring. Like if you make it through the winter with that wood exposed with nothing on it, it's not anything that you'd be like, you know, I'm worried to death about. I'd limit the amount of ice melt or anything you use on it for the winter, you know, if you can, because that really does damage the wood. And if you do use ice melt, it's not that you can't, but if you see a buildup on it, just keep a broom by the back door and brush it off. You just don't want clumps of it. You don't want clumps of that sitting on your deck.
Okay, that's very helpful. And when you say clean it, if I do get a chance to do this in November, you're not talking about power washing.
No, like no. If you're gonna go down the Penifin route, which I would recommend, they make a cleaner that comes in a bottle. Kind of, it looks like a giant vitamin bottle, and you're gonna mix that with warm water, and you're just gonna use a broom just to kind of clean it, get any kind of dirt that might be in there, oils that could be in there. It'll help to neutralize some of the tannin oils in the cedar as well. And then when that dries, you'd put the semi-transparent stain over the top of that.
Perfect.
All right.
That's very helpful, Lou. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling. Good luck with that project. I really do appreciate you joining us this morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Oh, I need to tell you about the Liberty Closets, folks. In August, we partnered up with Closets by Liberty and gave you a chance to win your own closet system worth up to $5,000. We'd like to congratulate our winner, Jack Stannis of Schaumburg. With Closets by Liberty, you can make the most of your closets with a system that's durable, customizable, and easy to install. To see for yourself, visit my Facebook page. I'm Lou Manfredini on Facebook to see a video all about Closets by Liberty and their closet systems. It's sponsored by Closets by Liberty. Visit closetsbyliberty.com to find a system that fits your space and lifestyle. It's 8:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Now back to some good clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:09 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware.
Oh, you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay
down, sir. Stingatola. Sting. Sting-a-ling-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
That was it. Ding-a-ling-a-ding-dong. That's what I wanted. They just don't make us. That's when I looked at her name, our guest today, all I could
that's
think
just
about
what
was
came out.
Sting-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
It's kind of what it sounded like.
Right, exactly. Sting-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Speaking of ding-dong, I'm your ding-dong for another hour here on House Smarts Radio. If that doesn't scare you, then you can pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. That is the number that Joel in Oak Park called. Hey, Joel, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, old friend. This is Joel Ostro calling you again. Your old bandmate.
Hey, nice to talk with you. Good. How may I help you?
Well, you can tell I live in an old house, a 100-year-old house, because I seem to call you once a year with a problem.
Okay.
I'm in Oak Park. I've got a front porch that's painted and a back deck that's stained. And I've gotten sick and tired of it because it seems like every year, at the most every two, I have to redo one or both of them. And I've tried doing it myself. I've used Handyman. Well, this year I did it right. Hired a professional painter, self-employed, but that's all he does. He came highly recommended. He pressure washed and lightly sanded. Did the back with Panafin Red that you recommend, and
nice.
I like the look. I tend to doubt it's going to last 7 years, but if it gets three or four, I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
The front is the problem. So he used we used a Benjamin Moore paint. He did a coat, sprinkled lightly with sand, and then did a second coat, for traction, and then did another coat over it.
Right.
Looked good, but this was in July, and about 4 to 5 days later, I noticed on the corner of the landing a big bubble in the paint. And then a couple days later, several of them, it scattered around the steps. So I called him up. He came back and this week and redid it. He lightly sanded and then used Bear, just a different brand, but, both porch paints. Put a coat over it. And, this week, unlike in July, when it was 87 and humid, it was cool and dry, right? And when I went to take the tape off to keep people from walking on it, I noticed in that exact same spot on the landing, the paint had bubbled up again. And there was nothing underneath it. It was just the wood, It's not like there was a prior layer of paint or anything. And he rolled over it. What would be causing the bubbling?
So when the bubble occurred, Joel, you got down to bare wood underneath there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in areas like that, depending on, you know, the wood is a natural product, right? And so the fibers, the density of the wood itself can be problematic, mm-hmm. where maybe it's not as dense in that one spot of the board than it is in other parts mm-hmm. of it. And so it can have a mm-hmm. high moisture content. And that mm-hmm. high moisture content, the paint just doesn't bond to it. I'm a little concerned with the, I use the Benjamin Moore, which is the premium product that I'm glad that you used the first time. Mm-hmm. But then the Bear is not, it's a fine, it's an okay product, but it's just okay. Mm. And in those areas where the Bear wood is, I would have been happier had they sanded that down and then primed it with an exterior primer, because I got to get in. Well, a couple things. Mm. Where the bubbling is now, what I would do to fix the problem is I would scrape it all up. I would expose those fibers, the raw wood that's there. I would do that light sanding again, and then I would let it sit there and dry out. Because there's obviously mm-hmm. moisture on the bottom side of this wood that's trying to get out when the sun hits it. The sun draws that moisture in the warm air, and then it hits the film, and it can't get out. So now we leave that.
He did that. He left it a week after sanding it before.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, I'm talking about last week.
Right.
So he sanded it 2 weeks ago and then painted it this week.
Okay, but then we did get some rain prior to that, and
This is covered.
Okay, but
I don't think it got wet.
Okay, but did it?
Anyway, go ahead.
Did he spot prime it?
No.
Yeah, we got to get a primer in there to dig in and hold on to the fibers, and that way, when that goes inside there, a really good exterior primer. That Ben Moore makes a really nice one called Fresh Start that can go in there, or you could use. If you used Bin makes a product called Bullseye, which is a solvent-based primer that will dig in and grab into those fibers and hit that first, let that dry, and then do the touch-up mm-hmm. paint. But I would rather not mix and match all different kinds of paints. If the vast majority, if the vast majority of this porch now is done in Benjamin Moore, then ask him to scrape that, use that Bullseye primer, and then from there go back over it and patch it, you know, or touch it up rather with the new Benjamin Moore so it all matches.
So you can just prime the spots. I don't have to scrape down the entire porch again and prime the whole thing.
No. I mean, depending on that area, you know, he may need to paint a little bit more just to blend it all in, but we want to use the same paint. If we start mixing different formulas of paint, then you got a bonding issue that you don't want.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of late because he went over the whole thing with the Bear on a whole coat. But maybe that's better. At least the whole porch has the Bear now on top.
Well, if that's the case, then I would go with the Bear if that's what he still has. But in my mind, if we're going between Benjamin Moore and Bear, I will always default to the Benjamin Moore. It's just the quality of the materials that they use to make that paint, my opinion, just much, much better than what you get out of Bear. Joel, nice to hear from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, to most, it's just another sidewalk or parking lot, but to Robert R. Andreas & Sons, that's a work of art. Perfectly paved with attention to detail. Andreas & Sons is a family-owned Chicagoland business. They have the expertise to handle any job. Patios, stairs, foundations, driveways, loading docks, warehouse floors. Lindsay, how's your loading dock looking? Do we need to touch? You sure? I could have Andreas come out and do that. I know you like to back the semi in when when you're coming back from Costco, you back it in. Right. You want to make sure but if you need a loading dock, you call Andreas & Sons. You see, your project, if it requires asphalt or concrete, they're the experts. Call Andreas & Sons for a free estimate, 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or visit andreasconstruction.com. Robert R. Andreas & Sons. General contractors specializing in high-quality professional concrete and asphalt solutions. Get this. Since 1956. That's amazing. 708-863-5735. Again, 708-863-5735. Or visit andreasconstruction.com.
WGN.
Warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. Even cooler weather, right? ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from a power line to you and the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power line when you climb up on a ladder or to work on or around your home. If you can't keep a safe distance, well, then you can call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 to have them de-energized. They want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful. And most importantly, stay safe, stay smart, stay back. ComEd, powering lives. 877-2134-LOU. It's 9:20 in the morning. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Ed, who's calling in from Posen. Hey, Ed, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm well, sir. What's going on?
We have a house that's built in 1955, and it has wood windows, single pane. And despite my best efforts, the caulking around the wood frame windows will last about 2-3 years, and then it starts to crack off on the outside. And I've treated it, I've primed it, and caulked it, and then painted it, and it just doesn't seem to last. That's question number one. Question number two had to do with how do I keep my attic cooler?
Okay. Now, the caulking that you speak of is between the brick molding or the trim around the windows to the actual opening that the window sits in. Is that brick or siding, or what are you caulking it to?
Well, it's actually what holds the window, the window frame. I guess it's a window frame. So that's what holds the glass pane in, but the glass pane sits on.
Oh, the glazing.
Okay. That's the word.
Okay. So you're not caulking that, you're glazing it.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're using glazing and you're using a putty knife and you're doing that whole deal?
Correct.
Okay. This is a really tough, there's a little bit of art to doing this the right way. And when you're doing this, are you glazing it, doing your best job, and then you're immediately painting it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is...
I prime the wood, and then I put the glazing on, and then I paint it.
Right. So that's the miss, because the glazing needs to cure before you paint it. And so you typically, if you're going to glaze a window, you need to wait about a month before you put the paint on.
Mm.
And the reason is it stays flexible, but you want that glazing to harden a little bit, and we need to get all the moisture out. When you glaze right away and then you paint it, it just like that gentleman called earlier, Joel, with his deck, the moisture hits the back of that film, and it starts to, what are you organizing the garage there, Ed? What do you got going on there?
I'm looking for a wire brush.
Oh, all right. Okay. So we're here in Ed's garage. Anyway, you want to let that dry for 30 days before you paint it, and I think that will improve your... situation on the glazing. As far as your attic cooler, do you have an attic exhaust fan at all up there?
No, it has, the house is 24 by 44, and it has four of those square tin vents up at the top.
Mushroom vents?
Well, they're square. I guess you would call them mushroom vents.
Okay.
They don't look like a mushroom to me.
Okay.
But they're square.
Okay. Well.
And then there's, on each end of the gables, there's a window that's probably 12 by 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two of those on each of the east and west ends.
That attic space is not, is it an unfinished attic space? What goes on up there?
Absolutely nothing. It's just insulated.
And it's got, hot.
And it's hot. Yeah, mm-hmm. When the sun beats on it, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of exhaust fans that you could set up with not only humidistat, but a thermostat. And in just about every home that I've ever built, we put them in there because I sort of subscribe to the edict of there's no such thing as too much insulation or ventilation in an attic space. And in the realm of trying to get that attic to be as close to the outside temperature as possible, exhaust fans up there in an attic are very formidable to that. And I know that a lot of roofing contractors will say, well, if you have all these vents, you don't need the fan. Or if you put the fan, you're defeating the purpose. That's, to me, a bunch of malarkey. If you have a mechanical fan up there that's drawing any warm air out, and in particular, if you have the fan a high enough CFM, you're probably going to need something around like 600 CFMs. Brone is one of those manufacturers that make really good exhaust fans. Another company called Dayton makes them, but a roofing contractor would install it, and they may help coordinate an electrician to run the wiring for it. But those two kind of directions on what you're trying to do, I think, would make a difference for you in solving both problems. Ed, thanks so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. This is Mark, who's in Lombard. Mark, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's going on?
So we have an old house and with a Lyle McLean boiler.
Okay.
It's big accordion-style radiators. We love it. But it's, the unit's like 30 years old, and the problem we have is the piping in the basement, it must have been from an old gravity-fed system, like some of it's up to 3-inch pipe, and they hang low, and it really makes the space unusable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about having it replaced and maybe going to a multi-zone system, where they have the manifold and the pumps and the valves. But I really don't know a good recommendation for a company to replace that, and I'm wondering if you do.
Well, all of that is definitely possible, and the fact that these pumps are all run, all these boilers now are run off of pumps. You know, the piping, as you mentioned, can be smaller and, you know, make the space usable. You're looking for people with a lot of experience in hydronics. And a couple that you could contact. One is Dykstra Home Services. They've been around for 94 years, and I think they'll come up to Lombard. And the other would be Perfect Home Services. They're also experienced in hydronic installations. At least that's two people that you could contact to get a couple different estimates. Lyle McLean still makes Lyle McLean. I mean, I think if you're going to do this, I would recommend you replace the boiler. I have no.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, a 30-year-old boiler is not old, but if you're going to go through all this work, it's really not. And I mean, if you're going to go through all this work anyway, I would probably just go ahead and do that as well, and then they could redo the piping. You could keep the radiators. This would be also a great time, you know, if there are cold spots maybe in the home, like, boy, you know, this room's never quite been enough. You could easily add like a cast iron baseboard to that area over there.
I've done that. Yeah, I've done that already in spots.
Oh, good.
And then had it work, but it's unfortunately with one thermostat in the living room.
Yep.
And you run the fireplace there, well, then the rest of the house suffers, and so I'd like to go to a multi-zone.
Right.
You know, where the different thermostats can just call for that zone to be heated.
Now you do realize when you do that, to kind of do this multi-zone, as you're speaking of this, that may require some walls to be open too, just to kind of figure out where pipes are going and what, because if it's a...
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. What I was hoping was that they would actually... I've seen them put in these newer systems with a flexible pipe.
Yep.
And then they come up, and all the pipes, the feeds for the radiators are in the basement. So.
Oh, good.
And so that can all be zoned from there.
Mm-hmm.
For like second floor versus first floor. But we want to remodel the basement, but when, it's a headbanger basement.
Right.
Walk around and you just.
Right.
I can't tell you how many bumps I have, but
yeah,
I want to suck it up to the
Yeah, I hear you. Call either one of those two, and they'll be able to help you out. Either Dykstra Home Services or Perfect Home Services, both have a lot of experience in that, and they could, at least then you got a couple of different price points that you can look at, and you can decide for yourself whom you would like to work with. So thanks so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Our phone number is 877-2134-LOU. We just have about a half an hour left in our show. Just a reminder, too, I keep going after 10 o'clock, so if you're not getting through or you want to call back, you can call between 10 and 11 as well. I'll still answer your calls because I'm doing a different show out on the West Coast, and happy to take your calls as well. I know it's hard to get through a lot of times here on the GN show, so still available if you need some help.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. It's so funny.
Welcome back. It's time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by Robert R. Andreas & Sons Concrete Construction. So now what we do is we resurrected our little Just Text Me segment so that we can get some text messages from you, kind of rapid fire, that Lindsay will read, and we can go from there. You got a few that we can talk about?
I do have a few. Here's the first one. Lou, please help. How can I remove oil on my paver patio? I've tried several home remedies to no avail.
Powdered Tide is one of my go-tos on this. You make a paste with powdered Tide. You scrub it in there using, I would use a wire brush, and get it to work up in a froth a little bit, and then let it sit there for like a half an hour. Scrub it again, and you should see as you're scrubbing it, the froth is going to change color. It's going to be kind of oily looking. And then rinse it. Now, the key with any of this is that you got to do it right away. If you wait, like if it's like, oh, I have a, you know, I had a oil stain from a month ago and I waited, then it's a problem. You got to go right away. But try that. It should work.
All right, next, Lou, I have artillery fungus, I think, on my vinyl siding on the north side facing side of the house, above the mulch beds. Pencil tip-sized black specks stuck to the siding.
Yeah.
Can I scrape them off?
You can, but what I would do first is try and kill the organic material. You hear me talk about wet and forget. This is a perfect application. What you have to be very careful with is if there's vegetation down below it, hose that down first, and then really coat this with the wet and forget. Start at the top and the bottom. Give it about a week or so, and it should loosen that organic material. It probably, if you left it for a while, it would just slowly dissipate. But then from there, go at it with a plastic putty knife and scrape what you can, and then a nylon scrubbing brush after that to clean it up. That kind of mold, the fungus that you get on there, it really digs into that vinyl, and it's really tough to take off. But if you do that combination, you should be successful. How about one more?
All right, and last, hello and good morning, Lou. This is Gina from Yorkville. I listen to you every Saturday morning. Love you and your wisdom, but that's not why I'm texting. I'm texting to thank you. I thought this was nice. To thank you for everything you said about U.S. postal workers this morning. I really appreciate it and wish you nothing but health and happiness. What was this rejoin you played?
Signed, sealed, delivered by Stevie Wonder. Well, I mean, you know what? There's been a lot of talk about, first of all, please register to vote, no matter what side of the aisle you are. We all have this constitutional right to express our views, and we do that when we vote. And I know there's been a lot of conversations about the U.S. Postal Service and a lot of people voting by mail, but I just don't like the fact that the postal workers are being kind of vilified in all this. These are some really hardworking people. This is not an easy job. And I think for all of us, I know that our regular postal carrier is a woman in our neighborhood who's just lovely, and she works really hard, and she's very considerate and caring. And I remember once Enzo got out when Enzo was still alive, and she came to our house and said, "I saw Enzo down the block." And like, you know, and you know, I mean, and that has happened, you know, other just kind things that this person does. And so whatever, those postal workers that work for the U.S. Postal Service are hardworking people, and that's not an easy job. And so go get them. I like, yeah, that's good. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Mary who's in Mount Prospect.
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Morning, Lou.
Mary, how long have you lived?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Mount Prospect?
40 years.
Are you now? Are you at the base of the mountain, or are you halfway up?
Oh, here it goes. I always get that from you. No, it's flat.
I got it. Got it. Okay. Every time I go to Mount Prospect, I'm looking, and I just can't find it. Anyway,
oh, come on.
How may I help you?
Please. Are you familiar with the product called Tincrete? T-I-N-E-C-R-E-T-E?
I am.
It's to put on a garage floor. The finishing is crumbling. There's no holes or anything in it.
How big of an area are we talking about?
A 2.5 car garage.
The whole floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, half of it.
Okay. Well,
mainly.
I mean, that product will work. You would have to buy a lot of it to do all that, but I will tell you that both Sacrete and Quikrete both make bags of this stuff as a refinisher that you would put down with a squeegee where you could cover the entire floor. I like the Tincrete product. It's just a little tough to find. In large
containers. That's what I'm finding out, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find. It's go ahead.
Sacrete or
Quikrete. Quikrete.
Okay.
And they're both available in bags, and you would mix that like in a wheelbarrow, and you'd have to really stir it up well. And then you would use a squeegee. Once you clean the floor properly, they'll give you all the instructions on this. It's a concrete refinishing product that you would then kind of screet across the floor, and it would fill it all in. And if you do it properly, this has it holds up really well, and it should hold up really well with you know, the traffic from the car.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it's mainly the salt in that.
100%. I mean,
crumbled it a little bit.
Correct.
There's no holes, there's no cracks. It's just crumbling.
Right. You kind of get that spalling right at the top like pops a little bit, right?
It's the concrete is starting to
correct.
Crumble underneath it.
Correct. Right. This will
and
if you
finishing is gone.
Right. If you follow the instructions on this product, you will you'll see that it'll hold up really well for you, and I think you'll be happy with the results. Mary, thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, here's one of my favorite things. In fact, we sell this product at our hardware stores. The Twist and Seal family of products are specifically designed to keep water away from your outdoor extension cord connections all season long. That means there's no more tripped GFCIs every time it rains or when your irrigation goes on. And whether you're setting up a holiday light display, running an extension cord for an outdoor water feature, or maybe protecting heavy-duty cords on a job site, or trying to protect an entire power strip from rain and snow, Twist and Seal has your cord connections covered. Literally, with four core products, Twist and Seal has a solution for protecting any size cord connection, from small holiday light connections to oversized RV plugs. Stop fiddling with those homemade solutions or plastic bags and electrical tape. Twist and Seal has the perfect solution for keeping your cord connections dry. Plus, all their products are made right here in the USA. Take control of your outdoor cord connections. Get smart, get safe, get Twist and Seal. Learn more at twistandseal.com. WGN. I wanted to do this and I wasn't ready. And hold on. No. I'll just go back. I'm back. Hi, I'm back. 9:47 in the morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and speak with Jim, who's in Lindenhurst. Hey, Jim, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, sunny day. I'm talking to you. What could be better?
Nothing, man. I got a question on some basement windows.
Okay.
I've got a brick ranch built in 1955. The basement windows are, they're like 12 inches wide by 32 inches long. And I want to replace them because they just got the bar in the middle where you got to pull them in. And, you know, and there's no storm window. I have pieces of Lexan on the outside. You know, I want something that I can open up from the inside and slide back and forth. I had somebody out here, and they said what they do is the problem with this is in 1955, they actually concreted the frame of the window into the concrete. And I had one guy come out here and said, okay, we'll cut it out, and then we'll put it in, and we'll frame it out with 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
And now this window is going to be so small, you know. I just wonder if there's something that, you know, or somebody you could recommend.
Well,
let me
ask you this. So wait, in other words, when you look at those windows now, is there like a metal frame that's in the foundation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Right. Okay, and then the window itself, like the metal framing of the window, fits inside that metal sort of curb all the way around.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, that metal frame, when you look at that metal frame, is it in good repair? Like the metal frame that's around the foundation wall, that's in good repair, meaning that it's not rusty or anything like that?
No, it's in good shape.
Okay. So then I think that you could have somebody like Gilkey, okay, they're a sponsor, and I work with Gilkey to...
Right.
They could come and measure and build a window, and they could probably drill, instead of putting a wood frame, that metal frame can be the jam, okay? And so if it's relatively square, which it should be, they should be able to build you a window and actually drill through the frame of their new custom window that they make for you into that metal, and that's what would hold it. Not frame it and then attach the window to the wood. They could go right to that frame.
I know.
Does that make sense?
It just sounded so backwards, where they're going to cut it out and then they're going to put in 2x4s to reframe it and stuff. It's like, now I got a really small window.
Correct. Right. So do this. I mean, full disclosure, you know, I work with the Gilkey Window Company. I help promote their products. So there's other window companies out there, but they can custom make that window for you and then fit it in there just fine.
Okay, that sounds great, buddy.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Have a good day, and then hopefully you'll be happy. I know you'll be happy with the windows. They make really, 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 really good windows, and we'll do a nice job for you. It's 9:51 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
Hey, our last caller today is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Working remotely? Well, you don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or give them a call at 773-661-0606. And that last caller this morning is Donald on the north side. Donald, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How may I help you, sir?
Well, I spoke to you last week about putting a railing on the outside of my house in the front.
Okay.
You gave me Chicago iron. Brian came out to my house, and when he gave me the price, it was a little high for me right now.
Okay.
So he suggested I do it in wood. I showed him what I did in the back, and he said, well, if you can do this, you can do the front. But so he showed me what to do and use a protractor to kind of get the angles for cutting it from the platform over the stairs.
Okay.
And so then I went to the hardware store back to Ace, and I asked for outside brackets. And he didn't have any in the store. He went over and he got on the computer for the warehouse. And they didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
So where do I get outside brackets?
Donald, where are you on the north side?
6150 West Henderson, three blocks north of Belmont.
Okay. I want you to go on Northwest Highway to Harry's Lumber. Harry's Lumber is north of Bryn Mawr on Northwest Highway. It's in Norwood Park, I believe. That would be the area up there.
Right.
And they do a bunch of rails, and they've got all kinds of stuff, and they probably have a source for you for the brackets that you're looking for.
What's the address?
Oh, boy. Lindsay, can you find me Harry's Lumber's address, please? It's on Northwest Highway. They do a lot of decking and trim work. They do Trex decking. They're just really good people. It's an independently owned and operated lumber yard. It's one of the last ones, and they're really good people. You go see Ira there, who runs the place, and they do a really nice job. Let me get you that address, Harry's Lumber, and it's on, as I mentioned, Northwest Highway. I think it's on Norwood Park. It's at 6220 Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
6220 Northwest Highway. And I believe they might only be open till noon on Saturday. I can give you the phone number. You want a phone number? You can give them a call.
Yes, please.
773-631-6568. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I really appreciate it. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Lindsay, nice job. Bob Ferguson, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.